Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Gentlemen, we are live. Welcome, welcome to day number, drumroll please, 48. Day 48 of our Bible in 90 days. Wow, cannot believe we've done 48. You know what's crazy about this? The 48 days is we have not, and I don't believe in knocking on wood and all that, because I was going to think in my head, like, knock on wood, but we don't knock on wood here. All right, we pray to the Lord. We pick up our cross. But we have not had one dream in 48 days straight that is cut out on us. I was thinking it has to happen a few times, like where I have to end the stream, restart it, or just not do it and just be done. Or like, say towards the end, it cuts out. I'm just like, all right, read it on your own. But we have not had one stream cut out. We are 48 days. That's a true miracle here of live streaming the Bible in 90 days, every day at 2 o'clock. If you're new here, welcome. The title says it. We're reading the entire Bible in 90 days live on stream at 2 o'clock every single day using the YouVersion/Life Church Bible app. You can go to Bible 90 days on the plans and you can get it there. Also go to day number one and you'll find it. So those of you coming in from the prayer call, welcome. What a great time we had. If you don't know, every Thursday at 1 p.m., if you are a monthly partner on YouTube or on my website, you get invited to our Zoom prayer call. It was, in my opinion, fire today. So yeah, every single week we pray together for an hour before the stream and it's been awesome. So become a monthly partner. Some of you are like, well, I can't afford it. I'm probably not supposed to say this, but you could literally sign up for 50 cents a month. I think you could probably do like 10 cents a month on my website if you just want to get into the prayer call. We can't open it to the whole stream because then Zoom crashes. You guys, I've already said it a million times why. But anyway, let's get started. We are on Ecclesiastes. No, not Ecclesiastes. What am I saying? We will start Ecclesiastes today and do a couple chapters, but we are on Proverbs chapter 21. And then tomorrow, we will be reading the Song of Solomon. So if you want to see me blush and feel awkward and reading about stuff, then come back tomorrow for Ecclesiastes. All right, here we go. Song of Solomon tomorrow. Here we are. Haven't missed a day. Thank you, Lisa. Chapter 21. The king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases. People may be right in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their heart. The Lord is more pleased when we do right and just than when we offer him sacrifices. Haughty eyes, a proud heart, and evil actions are all a sin. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts leads to poverty. Wealth created by lying tongue is a vanishing mist and a deadly trap. The violence of the wicked sweeps them away, but they refuse to do what is just. The guilty walk a crooked path, the innocent travel a straight road. Better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. I don't know nothing about this. Babe, if you're watching, I would never feel this way about you, but I'm so glad I don't have a quarrelsome wife. Evil people desire evil. Their neighbors get no mercy from them. If you punish a mocker, the simple-minded become wise. If you instruct the wise, they will all be wiser. The righteous one knows what is going on in the homes of the wicked. He will bring disaster on them. Those who shut their ears to the cries of the poor will be ignored in their own time of need. A secret gift calms anger. The bribe under a table pacifies fury. Justice is a joy to the godly, but it terrifies evildoers. The person who strays from common sense will end up in the company of the dead. Oh, my nose itches so bad. Those who love pleasure become poor. Those who love wine and luxury will never be rich. The wicked are punished in the place of the godly and traitors in place of the honest. It's better to live alone in the desert than with a quarrelsome, complaining wife. A lot of, you know, listen, all you wives out there and husbands, don't be complaining. Don't be quarrelsome. The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. Whoever pursues righteousness and unfailing love will find life, righteousness, and honor. The wise conquer the city of the strong and level the fortress in which they trust. Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you'll stay out of trouble. Mockers are proud and haughty. They act with boundless arrogance. Despite their desires, the lazy will come to ruin, for their hands refuse to work. Some people are always greedy for more, but the godly love to give. The sacrifice of an evil person is detestable, especially when it's offered with wrong motives. A false witness will be cut off, but a credible witness will be allowed to speak. The wicked bluff their way through, but the virtuous think before they act. No human wisdom or understanding or plan can stand against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. Chapter 22. Choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. The rich and poor have this in common. The Lord made them both. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly and suffers the consequences. True humility and fear of the Lord leads to riches, honor, and long life. Corrupt people walk a thorny, treacherous road. Whoever values life will avoid it. Direct your children on the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it. Preach. Preach, brother. What do you think about that one, chat? Just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is a servant to the lender. Those who plant injustice will harvest disaster. The reign of terror will come to an end. Blessed are those who are generous, because they feed the poor. Throughout the mocker and fighting goes, to quarrels and insults will disappear. Whoever loves a pure heart and gracious speech will have the king as a friend. The Lord preserves those knowledge, but he ruins the plans of the treacherous. The lazy person claims, there's a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. The mouth of an immoral woman is a dangerous trap. Those who make the Lord angry will fall into it. A youngster's heart is filled with foolishness, but physical discipline will drive it far away. A person who gets ahead by oppressing the poor or by showering gifts on the rich will end in poverty. Listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my instruction, for it is good to keep these sayings in your heart and always ready on your lips. I'm teaching you today, yes, you'll trust in the Lord. I've written 30 sayings for you filled with advice and knowledge, and this way you may know the truth and take an accurate report to those who sent you. Don't rob the poor just because you can or exploit the needy in court, for the Lord is their defender and he'll ruin anyone who ruins them. Don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you'll learn to be like them and endanger your soul. Wow, don't befriend angry people. Don't agree to, this just cuts some people up. Is this not convicting to you guys? Don't agree to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for someone else. If you can't pay it, even your bed will be snatched from under you. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers set up by previous generations. Do you see any truly competent workers? They'll serve kings rather than working for ordinary people. Chapter 23. While dining with a ruler, pay attention to what is put before you. If you're a big eater, put a knife to your throat. Don't desire all the delicacies, for he might be trying to trick you. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it'll sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. They're always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. You'll throw up what little you've eaten, and your compliments will be wasted. Don't waste your breath on fools, for they despise the wisest advice. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers. Don't take the land of a defenseless orphan. For their redeemer is strong, for he himself will bring his charges against you. Commit yourself to instruction and listen carefully to the words of knowledge. Don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may save them from death. Wow. For all you anti-spankers, anti-discipline. Look at what it says. Don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may well save them from death. My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. And I know some of you are like, I don't want to spank my kids. It's mean, it's harsh, and I don't believe in it. And all right, well, whatever. Doesn't matter what you think. This is what the Bible says. So all of your emotionalism of, I don't think we should, and it's going to hurt the kid, and they're going to be scarred, and they're going to grow up and be afraid of me and hate me. Get over it. Get over it. The Bible literally says to do it. It works. My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. But don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You'll be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. Don't carouse with drunkards or feast with gluttons, for they are on their way to poverty, and too much sleep clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she's old. Get the truth and never sell it. Yet also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. The father of the godly child has great cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. To give your father and mother joy, may she who gave you birth be happy. Oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following your ways, my ways. A prostitute is a dangerous trap. A promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. She hides and waits like a robber, eager to make more men unfaithful. Who has anguish? Who has sorrow? Who's always fighting? Who's always complaining? Who has unnecessary bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? It's the one who spends long nights in the taverns trying out new drinks. Don't gaze at the wine. All right, this is going to convict some of you, you sipping saints. Don't gaze at the wine. seeing how red it is, how it sparkles in the cup, how smoothly it goes down. Okay, so this is wine. This is not about getting drunk. Think about this. This is about wine. This is why I'm very anti-drinking. Well, one of the reasons, a lot of reasons, but this is a great verse. Okay, so this is about wine. I only drink one cup. Just look at what it says. In the end, it bites like a poisonous snake. It stings like a viper. So for all of you that are like, it's just one glass of wine, would you let a poisonous snake bite you or a viper sting you? All right, that's wine. You'll see hallucinations and then you'll say crazy things. Oh man, I used to drink a lot and I used to say some crazy stuff before I was saved. You'll stagger like a sailor tossed at sea, clinging to the swaying mast. And you'll say, they hit me, but I didn't feel it. Been there before. I didn't even know when they beat me up. When I will wake up so I can when will I wake up so I can look for another drink? Chapter 24. Don't envy evil people or desire their company. This is why I always say, like, why do we envy celebrities? If somebody is an evil, wicked person, they're an unbeliever and they're like a celebrity, I don't envy them. I don't look up to them. I don't have any, I want to meet them and get an autograph. I don't want your autograph. I don't look up to you. If you do not have Christ, I do not envy you. Just period. For their hearts plot violence and their words always stir up trouble. A house is built by wisdom and becomes strong enough good sense. Though knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and valuables. The wise are mightier than the strong, and those with knowledge grow stronger and stronger. So don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors. Wisdom is too lofty for fools. Among leaders at the city gate, they have nothing to say. A person who plans evil will get a reputation as a troublemaker. The schemes of a fool are sinful. Everyone detests a mocker. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death, to die. Save them as they stagger to their death. Don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts and he sees you. He guards your soul. He guards your soul, knows you knew. What? Oh, he who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. My child, eat honey, for it is good, and the honeycomb is sweet to the taste. In the same way, wisdom is sweet to the soul. If you find it, you'll have a bright future, and your hopes will not be cut short. Don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly, and don't raid the house where the godly live. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again, and no disaster, and wait, sorry, hold on, let me read that again. This is what happens, because I'm trying to read the chat, and I'm trying to read at the same time. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble. For the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them. Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't envy the wicked. For evil people have no future and light of the wicked will be snuffed out. My child, fear the Lord and the King. Don't associate with rebels. For disaster will hit them suddenly. Who knows what punishment will come from the Lord and the King. Here are some further sayings of the wise. It's wrong to show favoritism when passing judgment. A judge who says to the wicked, you're innocent, will be cursed by many people and denounced by the nations. But it will go well for those who convict the guilty. Rich blessings will be showered on them. An honest answer is like a kiss of friendship. Do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house. Don't testify against your neighbor without cause. Don't lie about them. And don't say, now I can pay them back for what they've done to me. I'll get even with them. I walked by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles, it was covered with weeds, and its walls were broken down. Then as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. So you can see here, Solomon is very against laziness. Yeah, I am side-eyeing the chat, Nora. That's exactly what I'm doing. If you see my eyes going, I'm looking at the chat. So you guys are distracting me. It's not my fault. Chapter 25. It's just, I can't help it. Some days I'm good, but other days I just can't help it. Chapter 25. These are more Proverbs of Solomon collected by the advisors of King Hezekiah of Judah. Phone's going off. It is a privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. No one can comprehend the height of heaven, the depth of the earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. Remove the impurities from silver and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's court and his reign will be made secure by justice. Don't demand an audience with the king or push a place among the great. It's better to wait for an invitation to the head table than to be sent away in public disgrace. Just because you've seen something, don't be in a hurry to go to court for what you'll do in the end if your neighbor deals you a shameful defeat. When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip and you'll never regain your good reputation. Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. To one who listens, valid criticism is like a gold earring or other gold jewelry. Trustworthy messengers refresh like snow in summer. They revive the spirit of their employer. A person who promises a gift but doesn't give it is like clouds in a wind that brings no rain. Patience can persuade a prince, and soft speech can break bones. Do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it'll make you sick. Thank you for that wisdom. I was going to eat lots of honey today, but now I'm not going to eat too much. Don't visit your neighbors too often, or you'll wear out your welcome. Preach. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot. These are so funny. Singing cheerful songs to a person with a heavy heart is like taking someone's coat in cold weather or pouring vinegar on a wound. Wow. If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they're thirsty, give them water to drink. You'll heap burning coals of shame on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. As surely as a north wind brings rain, so a gossiping tongue causes anger. It's better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. Amen, brother. Good news from afar is like cold water to the thirsty. If the godly give in to the wicked, it's like polluting fountain or muddying a spring. It's not good to eat too much honey. It's not good to seek honor for yourself. A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. I have a whole teaching on that. Chapter 26. Honor is no more associated with fools than snow with summer or rain with harvest. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. Guide a horse with a whip, a donkey with a bridle, and a fool with a rod to his back. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools, or you'll become as foolish as they are. Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools, or they'll become wise in their own estimation. Trusting a fool to convey a message is like cutting off one's foot or drinking poison. A proverb in the mouth of the fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg. Honoring a fool is as foolish as tying a stone to a slingshot. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is like a thorny branch brandished by a drunk. An employer who hires a fool or a bystander is like an archer who shoots at random. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats its foolishness. There's more hope for fools than people who think they're wise. The lazy person claims, there's a lion on the road. Yes, I'm sure there's a lion out there. All right, I have no clue what some of these mean. What does it mean? What does it mean? No, my chat's not on my phone. It's right here on the side. The chat's on the screen next to my Bible. You just can't see it. As a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in bed. Lazy people take food in their hand, but don't even lift it to their mouth. Lazy people consider themselves smarter than seven wise counselors. Interfering in someone else's argument is as foolish as yanking a dog's ear. Just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, I was only joking. No, you guys aren't really distracting me. It's not your fault. You can keep typing. It's my fault. All right. Fire goes out without food, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. This is the best chapter to be distracted on because it's literally one sentence, and then I can read the chat, one sentence, read it. You know what I mean? Come on now. A quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as a hot embers lights coal or fire lights wood. Rumors are dainty morsels. They sink deep into one's heart. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart just as a pretty glaze covers a clay pot. People may cover their hatred with pleasant words, but they're deceiving you. They pretend to be kind, but don't believe them. Their hearts are full of many evils. While their hatred may be concealed by trickery, their wrongdoing will be exposed in public. If you set a trap for others, you'll get caught in it yourself. If you roll a boulder down on others, it'll crush you instead. A lying tongue hates its victim. A flattering word can cause ruin. Chapter 27. Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what it will bring. Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but the resentment caused by a fool is even heavier. Anger is cruel and wrath is like a flood, but jealousy is even more dangerous. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. A person who is full refuses honey, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. A person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It's better to go to a neighbor than a brother who lives far away. Be wise, my child, and make my heart glad. Then I'll be able to answer my critics. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. A loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her complaints is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold something with a greased hand. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. As workers tend to fig tree are allowed to eat the fruit, so workers who protect their employees' interests will be rewarded. As a face is reflected in water, so their heart reflects the real person. Just as death and destruction are never satisfied, so human desire is never satisfied. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. You cannot separate fools from their foolishness, even though you grind them like grain with mortar and pestle. Know the state of your flocks and put your heart into caring for your herds. For riches don't last forever, and the crown might not be passed to the next generation. After the hay is harvested and the new crop appears and the mountain grasses are gathered in, your sheep will provide wool for clothing, and your goats will provide the price of a field. And you'll have enough goat's milk for yourself, your family, and your servant girls.
Chapter 28.
The wicked run away when no one's chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. When there's mortal rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. A poor person who oppresses the poor is like pounding rain that destroys the crops. To reject the laws to praise the wicked, to obey the laws to fight them. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand completely. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich. Young people who obey the law are wise. Those with wild friends bring shame to their parents. Income from changing high interest rates will end up in the pocket of someone who's kind to the poor. God detests the prayer of a person who ignores the law. Those who lead people along in an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the honest will inherit good things. Rich people think they're wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them. When the godly succeed, everyone is glad. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. People who conceal their sins will not prosper. If they confess and turn from them, they'll receive mercy. Blessed are those who fear to do wrong, but the stubborn are headed for serious trouble. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to the poor as a roaring lion or an attacking bear. A ruler with no understanding will oppress his people, but the one who hates corruption will have a long life. A murderer's tormented conscience will drive him into the grave. Don't protect him. The blameless will be rescued from harm, but the crooked will suddenly be destroyed. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies ends up in poverty. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. Showing partiality is never good. My internet's going out. Hopefully you guys can't tell. I don't think you can. But someone will do wrong. Okay, I read that. Greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they're headed for poverty. In the end, people appreciate the honest criticism far more than flattery. Anyone who steals from his father and mother says, what's wrong with that, is no better than a murderer. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. All right, here we go. Chapter 29. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but he who hangs around with prostitutes, his wealth is wasted. A just king gives stability to his nation, but the one who demands bribes destroys it. To flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet. Evil people are trapped by sin, but the righteous escape shouting for joy. The godly care about the rights of the poor, but the wicked don't care at all. Mockers can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. If a wise person takes a fool to court, they'll be ranting and ridicule, but no satisfaction. The bloodthirsty hate blameless people, but the upright seek to help them. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. If a ruler pays attention to liars, all his advisors will be wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor fairly, his throne will last forever. The disciplined child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. All right, you hear me at the grocery store, letting your kids run around all crazy, pulling stuff off the shelves. It's a disgrace. Got to discipline them. Spank those crumb snatchers. When the wicked are in authority, sin flourishes, but the godly will live to see their downfall. Discipline your children. Man, they're like really into this. And they'll give you peace of mind and it'll make your heart glad. When people don't accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys law is joyful. Words alone will not discipline a servant. The words may be understood, but they're not heeded. There's more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. A servant pampered from childhood will become a rebel. An angry person starts fights. A hot-tempered person commits all kinds of sin. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. If you assist a thief, you only hurt yourself. If you're sworn to tell the truth, but you dare not testify. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice comes from the Lord. The righteous despise the unjust, the wicked despise the godly. All right, here we go. Chapter 30. I think this is the last chapter. The sayings of Agur, son of Jakah, contain this message. I don't know. I am weary, O God. I'm weary and worn out, O God. I'm too stupid to be human. I mean, brother, I have felt that way before, and I lack common sense. I have not mastered wisdom, nor do I know the Holy One. But who but God goes up to heaven and comes back down? Who holds the wind in his fists? Who wraps the oceans in his cloak? Who has created the whole wide world? What is his name and his son's name? Tell me if you know. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all that come to him for protection. Do not add to his words, or he may rebuke you and expose you as a liar. Oh God, I beg two favors from you. Let me have them before I die. First, help me never to tell a lie. Second, give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. For if I grow rich, I may deny you and say, who is the Lord? And if I'm too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name. Never slander a worker to the employer, or the person will curse you and you'll pay for it. Some people curse their father and do not thank their mother. They are pure in their own eyes, but they're filthy and unwashed. They look proudly around, creating disdainful glances. They have teeth like swords and fangs like knives. They devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. The leech has two suckers. They cry out more and more. There are more things that are never satisfied, no, four that never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, the thirsty desert, the blazing fire. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures. There are three things that amaze me. No, four things I don't understand. How an eagle glides through the sky. Amen. How a snake slithers on a rock. How a ship navigates the ocean. And how a man loves a woman. Okay. An adulterous woman consumes a man, then wipes her mouth and says, what's wrong with that? There are three things that makes the earth tremble. No, four it cannot endure. A slave who becomes a king. An overbearing fool who prospers, a bitter woman who finally gets a husband, a servant girl who supplants her mistress. Wow. There are four things on the earth that are small but unusually wise. Ants, they aren't strong, but they store up food all summer. Hyraxes, they aren't powerful, but they make their homes among the rocks. Locusts, they have no king, but they march in formation. Lizards, they're easy to catch, but they're found in kings' palaces. Wow, that's like so deep. I mean, that's deep. There are three things that walk with stately stride. No, four that strut about. The lion king of animals who won't turn aside for anything. The strutting rooster, the male goat, and a king as he leads his army. If you've been fooled by the proud or plotting evil, cover your mouth in shame. As the beating of cream yields butter and striking the nose causes bleeding, so stirring up anger causes quarrels. Isaiah's so funny. What did I say? Oh, I thought we were on the last chapter. I guess not. Is this the last chapter? Yeah, okay. Last chapter here. Chapter 31. The sayings of King Lemuel contain this message, which his mother taught him. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, don't waste your strength on women, on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, to guzzle wine. Rulers should not crave alcohol. For if they drink, they may forget the law and not give justice to the oppressed. Alcohol is for the dying and wine for those in bitter distress. Wow, what'd you say? Alcohol is for the dying? Let them drink to forget their poverty and remember their troubles no more. Speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see they get justice. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She's more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her and she'll greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her husband and plans a day's work for servant girls. Oh, this is that Proverbs 31 wife. Oh, yeah, I know this chapter. Come on now. All those P31s, those P31 wives in the chat. I hear you. I see you. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She's energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamps burn late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread. Her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her husband's own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with the other civic leaders. All right. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She's clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Amen. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. All right, shout out to all the P31s in the chat, those Proverb 31 wives. Praise the Lord for you. I'm grateful that I have one as well. All right, here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Now, some people say, you'd have to research this, that Proverbs was Solomon in covenant with God, and Ecclesiastes was Solomon out of covenant with God. So you got to do research on that, but I think I learned that in Bible college. I don't know. But there is a lot of stuff in here that's very depressing, and some of it is just not good advice. Just say it that way. Chapter 1. These are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher. Completely meaningless. What do people get for all their hard work under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth never changes. The sun rises and the sun sets, then hurries around to rise again. The wind blows south and then turns north, around and around, and blowing in circles. Rivers run in the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out to the sea. Everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we're never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we're not content. History merely repeats itself again. It's all been done before. Nothing new under the sun is truly new. Sometimes people say, here is something new, but actually it's old. Nothing is truly new. We don't remember what happened in the past, and in the future, no one will remember what we're doing now. This is like so depressing. I, the teacher, was the king of Israel, and I lived in Jerusalem. I devoted myself to search for understanding and to explore the wisdom, everything being done under heaven. I soon discovered that God has dealt a tragic existence to the human race. I observed everything going on under the sun, and really, it's all meaningless, like chasing the wind. What is wrong cannot be made right, and what is missing cannot be recovered. I said to myself, look, I'm wiser than any of the kings who ruled in Jerusalem before me. I have greater wisdom and knowledge than any of them. So I set out to learn everything from wisdom to madness and folly, but I learned firsthand that pursuing all of this is like chasing the wind. The greater my wisdom, the greater my grief. To increase knowledge only increases sorrow. All right. Chapter 2. I said to myself, come on, let's try pleasure. Let's look for the good things in life. But I found that this too was meaningless. So I said, laughter is silly. What good does it do to seek pleasure? After much thought, I decided to cheer myself with wine. And while still seeking wisdom, I clutched at foolishness in this way. I tried to experience only happiness most people find during their brief life in this world. I also tried to find meaning by building huge homes for myself and by planting beautiful vineyards. I made gardens and parks, filling them with all kinds of fruit trees. I built reservoirs to collect the water to irrigate my many flourishing groves. I bought slaves, both men and women, and others were born into my household. I also owned large herds and flocks, more than any of the kings who had lived in Jerusalem before me. I collected great sums of silver and gold, the treasure of many kings and provinces. I hired wonderful singers, both men and women, who had many beautiful concubines. I had everything a man could desire. So I became greater than all who lived in Jerusalem before me, and my wisdom never failed me. Anything I wanted, I would take. I denied myself no pleasure. I even found great pleasure in hard work, a reward for all my labors. But as I looked around at everything I'd worked so hard to accomplish, it was all so meaningless. Like chasing the wind, there was nothing really worthwhile anywhere. So I decided to compare wisdom with foolishness and madness. For who can do this better than I, the king? I thought wisdom is better than foolishness, just as light is better than darkness. For the wise can see where they're going, but fools walk in the dark. Yet I saw that the wise and foolish share the same fate. Both will die. So I said to myself, since I'll end up as the same as a fool, what's the value of all my wisdom? This is also meaningless. For the wise and foolish both die. The wise will not be remembered any longer than the fool. In the days to come, both will be forgotten. So I came to hate life, because everything done here under the sun is so troubling. Everything is so meaningless, like chasing the wind. I came to hate all my hard work here on earth, for I must leave to others everything I've earned. And who can tell whether my successors will be wise or foolish? Yet they control everything I've gained by my skill and hard work under the sun. How meaningless. So I gave up in despair, questioning the value of all my hard work in this world. Some people work wisely with knowledge and skill, then must leave the fruit of their efforts to someone who hasn't worked for it. This too is meaningless, a great tragedy. So So what do people in this life get for all their hard work and anxiety? Their days of labor are filled with pain and grief, and even at night, their minds cannot rest. It's all meaningless. So I decided there's nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realized that these pleasures are from the hand of God. For who can eat or enjoy anything apart from him? God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please him. This too is meaningless, like chasing the wind. This is what I understand about people. They save their money all their lives. They're very frugal. They don't want to ever buy anything nice. They don't ever want to buy a new car. They don't ever want to spend their money on any vacations. And then they get super old. They save all this money and they die and give the money to their kids. I'm like, bro, you should have just enjoyed it. Buy yourself a good car. Go on a vacation once in a while. Enjoy it while you have the time. You're just going to give your money to someone else and never even see all the fruit of your labor. Anyway, that's my own thing. That is concluding day number what? 48 of our Bible in 90 days. We are going to be live again tomorrow. And then guess what we're going to do the next day? Be live again, and then be live again, and then be live again, and be live again, and be live again, and be live again, be live again, be live again, be live again, all the way till day 90. We have to do some type of celebration. What are we going to do for day 90? We have to do some type of celebration because we've come a long way and we're doing it. And it's now, it's just in my routine. I don't even have to even think about it anymore, kind of. Just every day we're live. So it's been great. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. I'm trying to stay focused, not read the chat, but it's so tempting. I love reading the chat. I love talking to you guys, seeing what you guys have to say. So yeah. Anyways. All right. Exactly how I see it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rana, for being here. 53% complete. Thank you, Mama Goodwin, for always letting us know how far we are. We're more than halfway there, though. Let's go. Let's go. Appreciate you guys being here. We have about 540 people on right now, which is amazing. Every day we have like almost the same number, like 540, 550. So we got a faithful group here, which is great. I honestly thought like by day 30, it would be like 100 of us. But here we are. We're pushing. We're going strong. It's all about the souls, not the streams, not the numbers. So praise the Lord. Hello, Matthew from Georgia. Go to Churchy Cheese. God bless. I didn't get any prayer cloths yet. I got to go check my P.O. box. I haven't been there in like 2 weeks. What are we going to do for our last day? I feel like I'm going to cry, but then now that I think about it, I probably won't. I don't know. I was thinking like, oh, it's going to be so emotional. We finished 90 days streaming. That's a pretty big accomplishment, live every day. Considering I used to go live only twice a week, sometimes three times a week, that's a big jump. From 2 times a week to 9 times a week now, right? Yeah, 9 times a week we're live. All right. God bless you guys. Oh, I'm going to go get something to eat. I'm hungry and tired. All right. Thank you for supporting from New Zealand. Thank you, Corey, for being here live. I think my wife brought me something from Olive Garden, so I'm excited to go eat that. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow again at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, reading Song of Solomon. How many times am I going to blush? I don't know. We're going to have to see tomorrow, but I'm definitely going to blush a lot. We're reading from the NLT. It says it on the top of the screen. I know it's hard to see, but it's up there, NLT version. Thank you for supporting. Make sure you get my book if you haven't, How to Cast Out Demons on Amazon. I think it's like $12 right now. It's very cheap. It's one day shipping. Go support your boy by getting the book on Amazon, How to Cast Out Demons, and then monthly support us. It helps us a lot. We're viewer supported, so we're supported by the viewer. All right. Love you guys. We'll for sure do communion on the last day. All right. Love you all. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.